From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Yesterday in this space, we reviewed some of the news from Florida this week, a comatose woman, the battle between her husband and her parents about cutting off or continuing life support. You heard a remarkable story from a woman who had emerged from a deep coma. If you did not hear that interview, you should go to the website npr.org and go to Day to Day and listen to it. But you'll hear other voices coming up now. First, the developments. The woman in Florida is Terry Schiavo, 39 years old. The proper term for her condition is persistent vegetative state. Governor Jeb Bush had ordered that she start getting nourishment again this week after her husband, Michael Schiavo, got a court order ending it. Michael now says he will be back in court on Monday, trying again to have life support removed. Chris Cruzan White has a rare understanding of cases like this. Her sister, Nancy Cruzan, was left permanently unconscious after an automobile accident 20 years ago. The Cruzan family ultimately decided to withdraw her life support in the years after that accident. They waged a long court battle to do that. The case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here is Chris Cruzan White describing her family's experience.
In many ways, the story of our family, the Cruzan family, began early in 1983 when we received a phone call. That forever changed our lives. The call brought the news that my sister Nancy had been involved in a car accident. She was found dead at the scene, but the emergency personnel were able to get her heart started and her lungs working. The problem that we later learned was that she had gone without breathing for possibly as long as 20 or 30 minutes. The initial decision to insert a feeding tube was made just a few weeks after Nancy's accident. The purpose of the feeding tube was to serve as a bridge to allow Nan to recover. We had great hope that she would be able to recover and return to consciousness, but months and years went by with that recovery never happening. We discovered that she was in this persistent vegetative state. She experienced sleep-wake cycles and had reflexive responses, but no awareness of anything that was happening around her. When we came to that understanding, we asked ourselves, what would Nancy want, given that she was in this persistent vegetative state? And the answer was the same and obvious to all of us who knew and loved Nan. Nancy would not want to be caught up in this medical limbo. We felt we had no choice but to make her wishes known and ask that the artificially supplied hydration and nutrition be stopped. When we were involved with the legal process, it was sometimes difficult to hear the state's attorneys talking about and questioning the decision that we had made, which actually was Nan's decision. We were, as I said, simply serving as her voice. And part of that came from the fact these folks had no idea who Nancy was. They hadn't spent their lives growing up with her and hadn't been there the night of the accident and been at her bedside hoping for a recovery that never happened. I pray for those who love Terry Schiavo. I'm saddened that no return to consciousness has happened for her, and they're in my thoughts and prayers.
Christy Cruzan White, her sister Nancy, died in 1990.